Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Angry Voicemail.
Hey, Julie, this is Kathy. I was wondering if you could call me back because we need to discuss something. Something that you told Stephanie's mother about me, that I was mental. Well, you're fucking C-mental, bitch. You hang around Norma and you hear that stuff. You don't know what went on at that hospital, and you don't know what I went through. Your mother was part of our family. You aren't, bitch. You understand me, you fucking whore. Now, you want mental, you got mental. And you will see, I'll tell you what, I don't want none of you at any funerals for me or Mary or any of my kids. Anybody dies, keep your asses away. You and that whore, Brandy, that used to be a little whore when she was 12 years old. She was fucking people up in Notre Dame, fucking guys. How do you like that, Julie? She was giving blowjobs. Yeah, and that's a fact. That is a fact. She's a little whore. And she still is. And you are too. You're just a big, fat lump of whore. You big Amazon. You with your little cutesy husband, you stupid bitch.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, February 8th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, Goose Wayne is the black-winged flying mammal man. Plus, suing your parents over the nightmare that is life. Flinging a dismembered dick should be a memory that sticks with you. And soda outrage. All coming up today.
Penis. I beat my big fucking penis.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniffery.
Just suck it. Get AIDS and die.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
I suck a little dick. Smoke a little crack.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Tim Henson back here with you. Ending the week with the Friday Show. Got a good one for you today. You know, trash TV has come a long way since I was a kid. In the 90s, we had Jerry Springer. It began and ended with Jerry. But then, as the decade transitioned to the 2000s, his shtick got a little old, and we moved on to Maury. We grew up as a nation. The Jerry Springer Show was like a circus. Maury was a little more refined. You can tell how classy a talk show is by how long the guest remains seated. Jerry Springer Show, people are flying out of their chairs, getting into fights. Guests that haven't been, even introduced come running out from behind to get into the brawl. They're security guards. It's a mess. You ever see those YouTube videos of Black Friday shoppers? Like, Walmart will set up a pallet in the middle of an aisle, shrink-wrapped, right? But then at 6 a.m., bell rings or something, and the crowd, just starts tearing open the plastic, grabbing, punching. That's what the Jerry Springer Show is like. With Maury, the guests will stay in their seat until the shocking news is revealed. You're not the father, and some guy does a dance. Yes, that baby of yours is half black because your wife slept with an African-American dude. Duh. Then the woman goes running off crying, I don't know how this could have happened. We all know how this happened. Black dick, white pussy. A enters B. The only other time people stand up and run on Maury is when it's one of those like fear shows, like, I'm afraid of mustard. And that dick Maury comes out with like a giant hamburger dripping with mustard. My favorite episode was literally there was a fast food worker who was afraid of mustard. She's like, I will not put mustard on a burger. How is this woman employed? And they want $15 an hour. Ridiculous. This is who's working at fast food. And let's say you don't have any skills. Like, the only job you could get is fast food. Go work for Taco Bell or Arby's, someplace where mustard isn't going to be an issue. Idiots. Anyway, so we transition from Jerry to Maury, and now it's all about Dr. Phil. Those guests pretty much stay planted in their seat the entire 60 minutes. See what I mean? Classy. I feel better about myself when I watch Dr. Phil as opposed to watching Jerry Springer. Dr. Phil is practically a news show in comparison. Anyway, this week, Dr. Phil interviewed a man who insists that he's a superhero. And he didn't even come up with his own character. He's basically Batman.
I became Goose Wayne about 5 months ago.
It's really weird because the superhero he portrays is Batman. He wears a Batman mask. He calls himself Batman when he's in his getup. But that is the intellectual property of DC Comics. His alter ego, though, you know, in the comic is Bruce Wayne. This guy goes by Goose Wayne. I just find it odd that that's the name he's changing up. For legal reasons, I would have changed Batman. As you can see, I have a lot of problems with this guy already. Okay, here we go.
I became Goose Wayne about 5 months ago.
My name's Goose Wayne, brother.
All right, Goose.
All right.
I'm not going to play this whole prepackaged piece because you get the idea. You know, it's just some fruitcake who thinks he's Batman, right? What's interesting, though, is he has a girlfriend and he's about to get married to her. She's got some issues with him, too.
Legally, I want to change my name to Goose Wayne Batman. If Kaylin marries me, she would be Mrs. Batman.
That's not even an option.
I hope to wear the full costume on my wedding day.
I'm not spending $4,000 for you to walk down the aisle in a Batman suit. It's not happening.
She wants to marry me. You're going to marry me for me. This is me.
One thing I wish talk shows would get over is the music and the sound effects during these pieces. It's all very dramatic and a lot of, like, slamming sounds and explosions. It's the Dr. Phil Show, a Jerry Bruckheimer production. Hi, my name is Tim Henson. For the past 12 months, I've been living my life as a fire alarm low on batteries. Boop. My girlfriend of 3 weeks doesn't understand me.
I can't sleep at night. Every 15 seconds he beeps.
If she wants this good dickin', she's gonna have to get used to this beeping.
Now, Tim, you say you are a fire alarm.
Yes, that is how I'm choosing to live my life.
Allison, now, you say you don't approve of this.
Dr. Phil, this is ridiculous. All hours of the night, he's up, beeping.
Now, what Allison is saying, Tim, is she can't get any sleep.
Boop.
All right, could you not do that here? I mean, I am not a chicken in a Memphis outhouse, if you hear what I'm saying.
Not really, but the point is I'm a good fire alarm who happens to be low on batteries.
Dr. Phil, there was a fire in our apartment, and he didn't even notice it.
Wait a second. You stayed up at night pretending to be a fire alarm.
Dr. Phil, I am a fire alarm.
Okay. You are a fire alarm, but you missed a fire happening in your apartment.
Because I'm low on batteries, duh.
Okay. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to try to stick 2 AA batteries up this prick's asshole.
Boop.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be gentle.
All right, let's get back to Batman here.
This is me. This is my authentic self.
You know what I mean? Lots of explosions and door slammings.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Are you uncomfortable to not have your mask on?
But now, while he does not have his Batman mask on, he has circled his eyes in black makeup.
Sir, why is that?
I don't feel like I'm me right now. It'd be like you're used to dressing in a certain attire and somebody puts you in an attire that you're not used to dressing in, you're going to be uncomfortable.
No, not really.
Yeah, people can feel comfortable in different types of clothing, right? I wear a suit for work and then jeans and a t-shirt on my off days. It's okay. Also, Bruce Wayne wears the outfit out of necessity, right? The Batman mask doesn't give him any powers. You know, he's just hiding his identity. I'm not going to play the whole thing here, but Dr. Phil, you know, asks, why don't you just join the police force? And he's all like, I don't like structure. Paperwork's not for me. I really want to hear more from the fiance. Here's a little, like, promo from Dr. Phil about her.
They are engaged to be married.
Oh.
The beautiful blonde, tying the knot with her military vet. But 2 weeks after the engagement,
my fiance bought a suit and then a grappling hook came.
Instead of fighting for our country, he decided to fight
the Joker. He's a very real threat. So during the episode backstage, the fiance and this, you know, Batman guy were talking about possibly going to the hospital.
I don't think there's anything wrong with me to go to a hospital, especially if mentally. I don't think there's anything mentally off about me.
Check out today's featured image of this guy with his black makeup on. And you tell me if he needs to go to the hospital.
I don't think he's sick, but doctor. I don't think it would be bad to take a look.
Yeah, better safe than sorry.
To like an orthopedic because for my ankle or something, and my ankle doesn't hurt at all.
I want this to phase out. I want to feel... What, like going out somewhere and you not having that on? Like, is that...
That's the compromise that I can do. I can, you know, oh, you want to go out to a nice dinner. You don't want Goose Wayne. You want the old me. Yeah, then we can go out and I won't wear anything. I'll dress nice or whatever you want.
Can you live with that?
Calling it Batman is no longer an option if you want to get married. What's so funny?
Babe, I am Goose Wayne. It's like telling an eagle not to fly, or telling a goose not to gander, or telling Goose Wayne not to fight crime.
Let's move on. I've got a couple short pieces of audio. Here is a boxer describing how he won.
How'd you beat this man?
Oh, it's like this, man. Have you ever taken those pills, the laxative pills? You know.
I don't know where he's going with this. Whatever comes out of his mouth is going to be just as quotable as Muhammad Ali, though, right? It's gotta be. Float like a butterfly, shit like a waterfall. All right, let's see what this boxer has to say about laxatives.
Oh, it's like this, man. Have you ever taken those pills, the laxative pills? You know, the ones you take, you pop, and you wait for 20 minutes, you go to the toilet, and they go through you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go through this man.
Sorry. I'm just cracking myself up over here. I'm still in character as the low on battery fire alarm. All right, so I guess this boxer hasn't defeated him yet. He's just describing how he's going to defeat him. There's a very long silence here.
It's a bit of a weird analogy.
Everybody knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through this guy.
I'm going through this guy like bad sushi. Another short clip I have for you is a compilation of Alex Jones bragging. I didn't put this together. This was done by Media Matters, which, according to the description here, is a not-for-profit progressive research and information center. But sometimes they have fun with clips.
And I'm not bragging. It's just that I didn't believe in Santa Claus at 2.5, and nobody had to tell me. I'm not bragging here, but you know, not everybody's family founded Texas. Again, I'm not bragging to say that things I've coined become popular parlance. I'm not bragging, but aren't those some big pecs? I'm not bragging when Jeff Bridges calls me. I knew Vladimir Putin listened on a routine basis. That's not bragging.
I'm not bragging. I really have read thousands of books.
This is actually a pretty long video. Let me fast forward a few minutes.
And I'm not bragging. I mean, it's a fact, folks. I can think 50 levels up, okay? I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. Not bragging. It's, again, I'm not bragging. This isn't Alex Jones's head got big.
Man, I'm not bragging saying I'm Mr. Cool. The only reason I've always been the coolest guy around.
When I was 12, and I'm not bragging, this is a normal behavior, I was going after women. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I was 14 dating college chicks.
All right, I'm sorry. We're only a minute into this. I'm going to just fast forward towards the end here.
Biden, I'm not bragging about me, and I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging. Okay. We game-changed the presidency. World leaders listen. And all the major intelligence agencies listen.
How? I don't even know how you listen to Alex Jones anymore. He's been banned off of every platform. Like a ham radio broadcast or something? Moving on. Oh boy, do I have a blast from the past for you today. Remember Reverend X?
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yeah, that guy. He was on public access television for a while in the early 2000s. Well, he's now on the internet. I mean, maybe he has been for a while, and I just have never caught up with him. But here he is, talking to a caller, I guess.
I'm the rabbit.
I don't know if this is a prank call or if Reverend is talking to someone who is a little mentally challenged.
I'm the rabbit. I'm the rabbit.
It's Yeshua. That's the name.
Motherfucker, that's a goddamn lie. Nigga, get your lies straight, bitch-ass nigga. What, a couple of Jews from Jerusalem told you his name was Yeshua? A couple of Jews from Jerusalem told you his name was Yeshua, bitch-ass sack fuck? You ain't got that from the law of God. A couple of Jews from Jerusalem who fish on the Jordan River, who fish out of the Jordan River, told you whatever. What? You say there's nothing, the Bible also say there's nothing ever new under the sun.
I mean, you know, Reverend X knows his stuff, I think.
Fucking weirdo ass fuck, take your bitch ass to hell. There ain't nothing new under the sun.
Except Reverend X practices tough love when it comes to Christ.
And gay rights, right?
If Jesus was here.
Ain't nothing new under the sun except Jay and gay rights. Who does a gay motherfucker love? You bitch ass fag fuck. A gay motherfucker ain't gotta love God. You ain't gotta love God. Cause
dick comes first. That's my motto.
Love.
Dick above all else.
You ain't gotta necessarily love God because God is love.
Matthew 24, verse 20.
That's my word, you bitch ass fag fuck.
I've never heard a Well, I can't say that I've never heard a pastor call someone a bitch ass fag fuck. We've covered the Westboro Baptist Church extensively. It's still unusual to hear a pastor talking like that. I don't want to alarm you, but this goes on for 17 minutes. I didn't think the Reverend would be able to keep up yelling that long.
So you saying big fat homosexuals? So you saying big fat homosexuals deserve just as much respect as Almighty God? That's what you vote for, you big fat homosexual.
How did you know my old AOL Instant Messenger handle? By the way, I had fast forwarded to the 7-minute mark. Now I'm going to go to like 10 minutes.
I am lying. Okay. I know I am reading the book, the Bible. I am reading the book. The only book that even matters on this motherfucking planet. The only book that has some goddamn reputable motherfucking reputableness to it.
This guy has not changed at all. I mean, we featured RevX what back in 2005, maybe?
Bible. And that's the one.
First of all, I'm surprised he's still alive. Like, he hasn't died of a heart attack.
I'm flowing from. That's the story I'm sticking to.
Calm his ass down.
Motherfucker, you keep rehearsing your lie. Okay. Don't try to sell your lie to me like it's the truth. I know the truth. I am the truth, bitch ass snake fuck.
I thought that, remember when we played him a long time ago? Didn't he claim that he was like the son of God or he was God or something? Delusional asshole. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Have you figured out what you're going to get your lady friend? I hope to God you're not going the flowers route. They die in a few days. You know what doesn't die? Glass dildos, silicone cock sleeves, you know, romantic stuff like that. What am I talking about? AdamandEve.com. They've got a vast online catalog of like 20,000 products that'll help ensure that your Valentine's Day ends with a bang. Get it? Can you decipher that cryptic code? Fuck the shit out of that pussy this Valentine's Day. Now, I'm not suggesting the only thing you surprise your girlfriend or wife with is Benoit balls or something. Get her something nice, romantic, cute, whatever. But then, at night, before you lay down, you say, "Honey, I've got one more gift for you. My magnificent dick. Behold." And then you unzip your pants and you whip out your hog. And if I were you, I would have a flashlight handy, maybe keep it in your pocket or something, that you would turn on and shine right on your dick as you're saying that. And have a chorus of Hallelujah queued up on your iPhone or whatever. Really make the moment special. And then, as she's laughing at the absurdity of the situation, tell her to open her one last gift that is lying on the bed, right? And then she opens it, it's a sex toy, and then you get busy. She ties that strap on and begins to peg you, or what, you know, whatever it is you purchased at AdamandEve.com. Here's the great thing. I can't imagine Adam and Eve has ever been pleased with the advertisements that I've run on this show. They go off the rails all the time. They've been a sponsor for so long. All right, here's the deal. We've got a special Valentine's Day promotion. 50% off just about any item, plus 6 free movies. And then a romance kit that includes a special gift for him, a toy for her, and something you can both enjoy. All of that's going to be shipped to you. The item you choose, the movies, all the bonus gifts, all that's going to be sent free of charge. No shipping charges whatsoever when you use coupon code FREAK. Again, go to AdamandEve.com, pick out something you like, use coupon code FREAK. You'll get that item for half off and a bunch of goodies. Free shipping as well. AdamandEve.com. 3 very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one's not really super DV-worthy. It kind of just pissed me off. People are upset with Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines. What did they do? They provided napkins. Assholes. Yes, apparently napkins were given out on Delta Airlines flights that were Coca-Cola branded. You know how, like, these companies will produce napkins with words on them? Or even, like, you know, like, Snapple would underneath the cap would have interesting little Snapple facts. Well, these napkins, which featured Diet Coke logos, were printed on one side with the words, "Because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, you never know." Like, what the hell does that mean, right? Well, the instructions on the other side read, "Be a little old school. Write down your phone number and give it to your plane crush. You never know." Now, the idea of writing down your phone number on napkins is nothing new. People have been doing that for decades, right? Usually at bars or whatever. Also, this isn't mandatory. No one's making you do this. But still, because people need to find shit to be upset about, this caused an uproar. Guess where? On social media. Those who saw the napkins were quick to criticize the brand's attempt at romance. Hey, at Delta and at Coca-Cola, these napkins are creepy as fuck. Pretty sure no one appreciated unsolicited phone numbers in the good old days. And they sure as heck don't want the number of someone who's been gawking at them on the plane for hours today. Not a good look. If you don't want the phone number from someone, you don't have to call them, right? You know what I mean? Like, you can throw it away. You're never going to see these people again. It's not that fucking big of a deal. Napkins received from at Delta on Wednesday flight seem unintentionally creepy, especially after reading the small print. Swing and a miss, Diet Coke. Remove these napkins. They're creepy, yet another Twitter user wrote with the Time's Up hashtag. That's a bit of a stretch. Both Delta and Coke have apologized for the napkins. Of course, they have to apologize when someone's feelings are hurt. Corporations have to immediately apologize, with Delta admitting they missed the mark with this one. "We're sorry for that and began removing the napkins from our aircraft in January," Coca-Cola said they would be replacing the design. "We sincerely apologize to anyone we may have offended." How could they be offended? How can you be offended? We're just throwing that term around willy-nilly, aren't we? Let's think about what these people are offended by. They're offended because someone else thought they were attractive and thought, maybe I might like to get to know this person more. That's it. You should be flattered someone wants to interact with your miserable fucking ass. Because you sound like a real goddamn downer. Complaining about napkins with a line for a phone number on it. And you're in total control, you know what I mean? If you don't want to communicate with someone, you don't have to. It's not like you're giving out your phone number to someone you don't want to have it. You're getting someone else's phone number. Do whatever you want with it. You're in control, bitch. It's not like the airline was having a rape raffle. All right, everyone take out their napkins. See the blank line for your address? Fill that out. And then a random member of our flight is going to get your napkin. Are you going to get raped? Who knows? Only time will tell. Hey, some other Coca-Cola news. This is happier news. Finally, I was wondering when this was going to happen. There's a new Coca-Cola flavor coming out. Yeah, okay, so Diet Coke gets new flavors all the fucking time, right? Grape and brambleberry or whatever the fuck, you know, they got a bunch of different weird flavors. I don't drink Diet Coke, so I don't get to experience that. I don't get to partake in that fun. Well, now, finally, Coke is introducing a new flavor, both in regular and zero sugar variants, so we all can get in on the fun. This flavor is going to be Coca-Cola Orange Vanilla, and apparently it tastes like a creamsicle mixed with some cola. I'm very curious about that. If you live in Canada, you may have already tasted it. Apparently, they test marketed it or something for a few months over there. So if you do live in Canada and you've tried it, let me know how it is. Call into the voicemail line. All right, second story we have for you today. Boy, I am surprised about how often John Wayne Bobbitt's dick is still in the news. We just recently read a story about him. He was giving us an update on his life, you know. Well, now the other main character in that event, not his dick, that doesn't count. Lorena Bobbitt is chiming in. It's been 25 years. Maybe that's why there's so much Bobbit in the news, because we've hit a milestone here. An anniversary, if you will. It's been 25 years since Lorena Bobbitt chopped off her ex-husband's penis. Now, she says she doesn't even fucking regret the incident. I'd do it all over again. In a sit-down interview that aired on Today on Friday. Now, I don't know if that's like, this story comes from Canada, so I don't know if it's Canada's version of Today or if it aired down here. In a sit-down interview that aired on Today on Friday, Lorena claimed that she did not remember details of cutting off her husband's penis with a kitchen knife in their Virginia home. She later fled the scene and flung it out of the car window. You'd think that would be a memory that sticks with you. You're handling a dismembered penis, and you're flinging it out of a car window like you would a cigarette butt. That moment would be tattooed in my brain. All right, she later fled the scene and flung it out of her car window. Fortunately for Bobbitt, as we all know, police tracked down his severed penis, and it was successfully reattached. After 25 years, Lorena claimed to NBC's Kristen Dahlgren. Okay, so it, I guess it aired here in the U.S. Repeated verbal, physical, and sexual abuse motivated her to commit the act. She also admitted that she has no regrets. Oh my God! How could you regret something that was not planned? How could you? You have to understand, I wasn't in my right mindset. It's interesting because no one was found guilty of anything. Lorena Bobbitt wasn't found guilty of malicious wounding. She pled insanity, and it worked. John Wayne Bobbitt was also not found guilty of marital sexual assault. The ex-wife denied herself as a victim, though. In the midst of the Me Too movement, Lorena said she believes her story is a gift. A veiny, mushroom-headed gift. If I can help change a life, then my mission is worth it. How would her story help anyone, honestly? Some little girl hears about how she cut off John Wayne Bobbitt's penis and then pled insanity and got off.
That could be me.
I guess the idea is, like, you don't have to take shit from your abusive husband. That's a good message. It's got to be a better way than handling a bloody, stumpy dick. You know what I mean? Lorena's story will be told in a 4-part documentary with Amazon. Oh, I'm so glad I'm a Prime member. She said she hopes the series helps to break the taboo of domestic abuse. I think my story, the documentary, will actually push that conversation again on the table and say, look, yes, it happened 25 years ago, but things are not changing much. Lorena also claimed that John Wayne has since reached out to her over the years via Valentine's Day cards and love notes. Now that's fucking creepy. I wonder if inside the Valentine's Day card there were like little poems. Roses are red, you cut off my dick. I forgive you now, you're still a sexy chick. Aww. Or how about, roses are red, you were a great wife. How about we fuck? This time I'll hide the knife. No, no good. How about this last one? Okay. Roses are red. I want to suck your tits. And then when you fall asleep, I'll hack off your clit. Anyway, like I mentioned, we recently talked about John Wayne Bobbitt. I guess he was on ABC's 2020, and he claims, of course, that his once detached dick is normal now. So good to see these two are doing just fine. Final story we have for you today. A 27-year-old Indian man.
Jago, 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 sherwali ma.
Jago, jago, jago. Yeah, 27-year-old Indian man is going viral after he announced an intent to sue his parents. Why, you ask? Well, he claims he didn't give his explicit consent to bring him into the world. He's not suicidal. I don't think he wants to kill himself. He's just like, ah, fuck, I'm here now, thanks to you assholes. Gotta deal with all this bullshit, working, trying to scrape on by for 90 years. Raphael Samuel, donning a fake beard and sunglasses, said in a YouTube video posted on Tuesday that he's suing his parents because he was conceived without his consent. Well, how would one give their consent to being born? If no one gave their consent, no one would ever be born. The world would end, right? Would cease. At least we would cease as a species. Therefore, his parents should pay for his life. This certainly sounds like a hipster douche, huh? Just trying to figure out some way to not work. My parents should pay for everything. I want everyone in India and the world to realize one thing, that they're born without their consent. I want them to understand that they don't owe parents anything. If we are born without consent, we should be maintained for our life. We should be paid by our parents to live. Yeah, I kind of agree with this guy. To children, I would like to say, do not do anything for your parents if you don't want to. If you want to, if you truly, genuinely feel like doing it, then do it. Samuel has been reported as a follower of antinatalism, an increasingly popular yet bizarre ideology that believes that it's morally wrong for people to procreate. Hey, that's what I believe in. I'm going to be running as an independent candidate on that very platform. No procreation, and we should be euthanizing old people. Also, post-term abortions are going to be legal in my administration. He also believes that humanity brings only suffering. This guy must also be fun at parties. Despite his intent to sue, the man says his parents have no hard feelings towards him, while he actually loves them. I love my parents, and we have a great relationship. Yeah, wait till you get to court. They had me for their joy. Oh, they had me for their joy and their pleasure. See? Emphasis on their. My life has been amazing, but I don't see why I should put another life through the rigmarole of school and finding a career, especially when they didn't ask to exist. He also shared a Facebook post, supposedly from his mom, that appears to welcome the challenge from their son. Here's what the mom had to say. I'm Raphael's mom, and this is my response. I must admire my son's temerity to want to take his parents to court, knowing both of us are lawyers. Oh, he's fucked. If Raphael could come up with a rational explanation as to how we could have sought this consent to be born, I will accept my fault. The media has focused on a sliver of what Raphael believes in. He believes in antinatalism. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. His concern for the burden on Earth's resources due to needless life, blah, 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 blah. I'm very happy that my son has grown up into a fearless, independent thinking young man. He is sure to find his path to happiness. I can't believe the mom is indulging this bullshit. He's suing you because you made him. And still, like, my son can do no wrong. This is the problem with parents today. Their precious little snowflakes are perfect. On his Facebook page, he shares pictures that attack procreational sex, and he calls parents hypocrites. A good parent puts the child above his or her wants and needs, but the child itself is a want of the parent. You know, it's true, kind of. I'm starting to think he might have a case here. I would like to represent you, sir. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Many ways to contact the show. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. Send along, pieces of audio, video, links to news stories, stuff you think might be good for the show. You can call into the program. We've got a voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. I will be playing a few of those in just a second, but first, let me remind you, I'm all over social media, at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. We've got a Discord, almost 1,000 freaks hanging out in there. There's a link over there at distortedview.com. All right, where are we at here? Let's do a call from a patron.
Sideshow patron, DJ C. Just calling because I just watched the puppet video.
What?
And I've got to say that those puppets my dick get a little hard.
Oh, yes. I had a very racy video that we posted on the Sideshow feed. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, go to superfreaksideshow.com. Yes, marionette puppet sex, complete with jizz.
I mean, I know you said not to jerk off to it. We couldn't. Jerk off, but maybe we shouldn't. But my dick got hard. Those were some nice titties on those puppets.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So this guy liked the marionette puppet sex video. Well, thank you very much. Everyone who is a Sideshow member, go check out that video. It's on
hey,
the feed.
Tim, it's getting close to Christmas, and I think that you should
a little behind
maybe
the voicemails.
Tell us what happened with the party that Lord Douche made you go to. The birthday party that you didn't want to go to?
Oh, yeah.
You need to hear that story.
It was fine, but, like, no one talked to any, like, it was a big, long table. There was a bunch of people. No introductions were given, and we were on one end of the table, and we just talked to the two people that were around us, you know what I mean? So it was really awkward. It was weird for a birthday party. It was very subdued and clicky, you know what I mean?
Damn. So, I just want to let you know, man, that if I ever got the chance...
You'd blow me?
Like, if I had to choose...
Come on.
...between meeting, like, a celebrity...
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
Don't say you would meet me over a celebrity. I would be a total letdown.
Bill Murray or, like, fucking Brad Pitt or some
Not
shit.
Not that interesting.
It's like, oh, I get to hang out with them for an hour and blah, blah, blah. Or I get to hang out with you for an hour. I would actually choose you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Because I feel like hanging out with you would be a lot.
You wouldn't be nervous.
Cooler. Because, you know, like, fucking Brad Pitt, what the fuck's he gonna, like, want with hanging out with me?
Yeah.
I fucking smoke weed, masturbate, and play video games all fucking time. You don't have fucking time for that. But you masturbate, so, like, maybe we can, like, I don't know, masturbate together?
This is why you'd rather meet me than Brad
hang
Pitt.
Hang out, like, fucking
okay.
Brent. But no, I feel like if...
I think I'm flattered.
You know, like, I had met you, you remember me more than Brad Pitt might have would, because, I mean, obviously you'd see my penis if we're masturbating.
Yeah, so well...
That's just not something you really forget.
No, it definitely sounds like a memorable experience for both of us. Let's make that happen.
Hey, Timmy Booth, Sam from Maryland calling. So... You just started to get a bunch of calls from women talking about how, yeah, they like gay porn and how the Pornhub or whatever survey was legit.
That surprised me.
And so someone just called in talking about how, like, real women don't talk like that in porn, and so it's unrealistic. So like, all of that. Yeah, so my wife has this friend who girl loves the dick. Like,
she's a whore.
She's an aggressive woman. Good for her.
Yeah.
But so at our wedding, we had a tent village, pretty much. We did the whole thing at a campground. People could stay overnight.
And cool,
yeah,
right?
You could hear clearly her fucking a friend of ours from, like, 100 feet out from the village.
Oh, she wanted people to hear.
Like, apparently we talked to him the next day. It made him uncomfortable.
Because, you know, the way you're talking, she sounds like a whore. You basically said that, right? So what better way to advertise yourself than making lots of noise while having sex? You know?
Like,
I'm here. If anyone else wants to have sex with me.
Porn star screaming. She was throwing out.
Yeah.
It was a special thing. Go
She's
wedding.
Putting herself all out right, there. Good for her. All right, thank you very much for all the voicemails. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Oh, if I was to take a shit now, honey, it'd be a nice, sweet turd that was easy to flow right out of my ass for you.